Florida Public Service Commission news release dated Tuesday, November 17, 2015. PSC approves Crystal River 3 nuclear plant financing. The Florida Public Service Commission today approved Duke Energy Florida LLC's petition for a financing order allowing Duke Energy Florida to issue a special type of bond known as a securitization bond to recover costs associated with the closing of Crystal River 3. The bonds, expected to garner a top credit rating, will save customers hundreds of millions of dollars. The Florida legislature provided us with a unique way to lower customer costs for nuclear plant retirement, which could potentially be expensive, said Chairman Art Graham. With their lower interest rates, bonds will help pay for Crystal River 3's retirement and also minimize the costs for customers. The bonds could reduce the customer burden by nearly $708 million, equal to an estimated $2.93 monthly 1,000-kilowatt-hour bill reduction compared to the traditional rate-based recovery method. Duke Energy Florida plans to offer the nuclear asset recovery bonds to investors via a public offering registered with the Securities and Exchange Commission, which is typical of utility securitizations. Sabre Partners, the PSC's financial advisor on this bond transaction, also assisted the commission on the nation's first hurricane recovery securitization for Florida Power and Light Company. The bonds are anticipated to be issued the first quarter of 2016. On July 27th, Duke Energy Florida filed its plan with the PSC to assess customer fees for up to 20 years and sell this income stream to a special purpose entity that will use the fees as collateral for bonds. The nuclear asset recovery charge will be paid by all existing and future customers receiving transmission or distribution services from Duke Energy Florida. The funds Duke Energy Florida receives will be used to recover the amount of the Crystal River 3 regulatory asset. Parties that agreed on the issues, approved by the PSC on October 14th for the final financing order, include Duke Energy Florida, the Office of Public Counsel, Florida Industrial Power Users Group, PCS Phosphate, and the Florida Retail Federation. Duke Energy Florida serves approximately 1.7 million retail customers in Florida. For additional information, visit www.floridapsc.com and follow the PSC on Twitter @FloridaPSC.